Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another podcast. I wanted to talk to you about the news that the media proclaims that a third of the 18 to 29-year-old age group have not had a jab as vaccine uptake slows to a fraction of it was in the spring and infections soar amongst the young. And you see, just in that one short headline sentence from the media, we see the deep-seated deception that is just characterizing everything that is our current life. So the first aspect, the first part of the sentence is right. Around about a third of 18 to 29-year-olds have not even had their first jab. And the government isn't happy about that, hence a lot of the coercion tactics. But then the second bit is where it goes off the rails. Infection rates within young adults have soared to a record high in the last week. Oh no, you young people, you foolishly haven't taken an experimental gene therapy that nobody knows what the medium to long-term consequences are. And now the infection rates are soaring. Let's just reflect on the simple truth that infection rate is media code for a positive test. And we have more and more and more young people being forced to test themselves. So because of the testing regime in the UK, that's why the so-called infection rate is soaring. It's a positive case rate is what they are referencing. And there's absolutely no analysis of the efficacy of the tests, of the false positive rates of the tests, of the differentiating between those percentages, so we have a proper understanding. There's no effort to do any of that. The narrative is clear. Young people are now very, very vulnerable to the virus. The media says the virus is running rampant in this age group, with more than 1 in 100 testing positive. Although they actually use the word testing positive. Okay, media, tell me what the false positive rate is within that testing regime then. No. Well, apparently 3 million young adults have yet to take the jab, even though they've all been eligible since June 18th. So they've had over a month to take it, but well, happily, one third of them have decided that they're not going to take it. The other thing is, though, that this whole notion about the virus being rampant. Well, you see, if you remember whenever COVID-19 was first unveiled in the spring of 2020, we were told it was a respiratory illness which was particularly effective and dangerous to the elderly and those with comorbidities. And in most cases, those are actually the same demographic. So this was a virus affecting the old, and we all know what the symptoms of it were. It was the continuous cough. It was the temperature. It was all those things. The fever. Those were the symptoms of COVID. That's how it came in. But here we are, just over a year and a bit later, and the symptoms of it now are remarkably the same as hay fever symptoms. Remarkably the same. So it's like the virus mutates depending on the season to reflect the most common respiratory symptoms in that season. So if it's winter, yeah, you cough, you get a fever. If it's summer, you get the sniffles. Strange that, isn't it? Strange the way the virus knows to change depending on what season it's being measured in. And the other thing is then looking at the fact that these young people are very, very healthy on the whole. The mortality rate, even at peak of the pandemic, amongst this demographic was very, very modest indeed. And of course, again, once you strip away comorbidities, it became even more modest still. So if you look at it logically, why would those least likely to be hospitalized or die from a virus, why would they take a vaccine for it? Two-thirds of them have, though. Let's be fair. The government's propaganda is remarkably effective amongst the sheeple in Britain. But the overall statistic is interesting as well. Apparently, 88% of adults have had their first dose, but this falls to 66% in this 18 to 29 demographic. So I'm not sure if I believe the 88%. I know lots of people haven't had any dose. and that's in my age group. So I would take that with a pinch of salt. But the government's trying to create the impression, look, everyone's doing it. Everyone's doing it. So why don't you do it as well? Look, everyone's jumping off the cliff. Isn't it time you jumped off the cliff as well? It makes sense. And above all else, it shows that you care. You care for others if you jump off the cliff. That's fundamentally what the government's strategy in this one is. But it does appear that there's substantial vaccine hesitancy, as they put it, which itself is an oxymoron. No one's vaccine hesitant. I'm experimental gene therapy hesitant. How about you? So the other thing, of course, that Johnson is doing is obviously in order to get these 33% of young people who aren't taking it, to force them to take it, they're not going to be getting into nightclubs and other venues from September. So that is absolutely directed, I think, at a nudge again towards this demographic. And that's why they're using all the usual, you know, celebrity endorsement, all the influencers telling the young people, go on, you can do it. Two-thirds of your mates have done it. What have you got to lose? Well, your life, I suppose, might be one thing, but we never really have a proper discussion on that because they hide the figures on all these things. So there you have it, folks. There's definitely resistance amongst the 18 to 29-year-olds. I wish there had been more resistance amongst those older than that, but sadly, too many people turn on the box or pick up the paper, the press, and they do exactly what they're told to do. And the consequences, of course, will ultimately be measured in mortality figures, and we shall await those with great interest when we get into the autumn and the wild viruses actually return and we actually see what this vaccine does. Until then, bye.